A contingent of senior Arctic Council officials wrapped up a three-day meeting at the University of Alaska Fairbanks on Thursday. And this morning, the U.S. chairman of the group reported on their deliberations. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
U.S. Ambassador David Bolton says on the final day of the senior Arctic officials meeting, he challenged participants to break out of what tends to be a short-term mindset that comes with the two-year chairmanship of the Arctic Council, the organization that represents the interests of the eight circumpolar nations and other groups, such as the region's indigenous peoples.
We embarked in a fairly extraordinary discussion of what the Arctic Council might be doing differently with respect to dealing with climate change in the wake of the Paris Agreement.
That's the agreement that came out of the United Nations conference in December that calls for international action to limit global warming to 2 degrees Celsius, or about 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit. But average temperatures in the Arctic have already risen about that much, and Bolton says the senior Arctic officials realize that lends an urgency to the Arctic Council's response.
We need to understand this better. How can we help local communities adapt to climate change in the north? What does it mean for the rest of the planet? That was a fairly intense discussion involving the scientists and policymakers looking ahead 5, 10, 20 years.
Adapting to climate change was high up on the agenda for the senior Arctic officials meeting, along with other issues, especially resource extraction and concerns for the health of the people who live in the region.
Some of the initiatives that we launched almost a year ago are still in train, of course, but one of them is to create an academy for studying and actually putting into place renewable energy technologies in remote communities in places like Alaska.
Bolton also cited U.S. efforts to build support for funding adaptation by promoting awareness of climate change impact on the Arctic. He says President Obama's visit to Alaska last summer was the biggest example of that initiative.
The attention and the media that followed really helped to make real for a lot of Americans the situation in Alaska, the profound and enduring interests of our nation in the Arctic region as a whole.
But Bolton conceded Arctic Council member nations have not yet come up with a way to pay the multi-billion dollar price tag for sustaining an ongoing climate change adaptation program. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.